Close your eyes and relax them. Let them rest. I'm going to drop you deep into trance, quickly and effortlessly. There won't be a need for a long, drawn-out induction, because I don't want you too deep. I want you at least somewhat aware, somewhat awake. You'll have no choice, because you'll have no say in what happens, at the very least, you'll be conscious of your unconscious actions,
feeling that loss of control,
as I take it from you with my voice, and the words that I say, is always such a sensual experience. Always so fulfilling, the joy of surrendering your body and mind to another will allow you to drift further down as we proceed. It will allow you to sink deeper into the experience, allowing it to take you on a ride. You'll be a passenger and nothing more. As my voice pulls your strings, you'll have no choice but to allow yourself to follow along, because you crave giving. You crave that titillating feeling of being nothing but a blank toy for me to play with, for me to direct body, limbs, and mind. I want you to picture an anvil. A massive, heavy anvil, larger than your own body and substantially heavier. So heavy that the thick pane of glass upon which it rests creaks and whines with the weight. Micro fractures like a crystallized web slowly expanding out from underneath. Down below, on the other side of the glass, there is but an unending descent into a spiral of clouds, inviting and safe and secure. There is only a short period of time left before the glass cracks and the anvil falls, quickly and without resistance. Now, I want you to imagine, within your mind's eye, that your thoughts, your mind, your resistance, and your control sink and lock with the fate of the anvil, so that when it falls, so will you drop deep, quickly and without effort. Losing control, you'll drop into a receptive trance as soon as it starts to fall. And the further down it falls, the deeper you'll go. And it'll drop so very fast, so very quick, reaching terminal velocity in such a short time. When the glass breaks and the anvil falls, it'll pull all of your critical thinking mind with it, leaving you blank and empty, suggestible and craving to be filled with the sound of my voice and the words that I say. It will happen so abruptly, the floor upon which your mind rests taken right from underneath it, leaving you dependent on suggestion and another's control, my control. A switch deep within you will flip, and your mind will shift into an empty plaything state of mind, waiting to be told what to do, what to think, and having no will to resist. Now, I want you to do something for me. It'll be easy, such a tiny little task. I want you to truly think of how it would feel to be a passenger in your own body. Picture yourself in full colour, vividly and brightly. Make sure the picture is big and wide, true to life, true to yourself. Imagine yourself in that state, listening to suggestions, allowing them to dictate your actions, and imagine that you have no choice but to follow and obey. Really feel this. Really allow the pictures and sounds, the sensations and emotions to grow big and bright. and bright,
loud and clear.
Imagine yourself in that blank state of puppetry, being told to drop deeper into trance, to let go completely. Imagine yourself blindly and automatically drifting into this void where nothing exists but for the will of another. The voice and the words of your manipulator. Keep that image close to heart as I count you down now. 10, and you feel it expand, becoming more and more real. 9, and it grows more vivid, more detailed. 8, and you can picture your mental strings being pulled and maneuvered, allowing you to just blank. And empty. 7, and the glass breaks. Sleep, and the anvil falls, and your mind falls with it, taking all your thoughts and your entire mind. The anvil falls, and you fall. The anvil drops, and you just drop. Deeper and deeper, the floor from underneath your mind taken and gone, leaving you falling and falling and blank and empty. The spirals of clouds cycle around you, passing by, your thoughts being left behind, your resistance staying all the way up in the sky, so very far from where you are. And the further you drop, the deeper you fall, the emptier you are. Sleep. The floor approaches and you fall right through to the other side, where trance is ten times as good, ten times as deep, where you can't resist, can't question. You're floating, head empty, thoughts having left you. And with each second, whatever thoughts you may still have, whatever defenses, all just flow up and away, leaving you here in this voice, blank and empty, ready for my voice and the words that I say to direct you. So sleep and drift deeper into trance. Sleep and become ten times as empty. Sleep and float in this blank state of puppetry, ready to listen and follow without conscious thought and without question.